Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jeff Hamer, the CEO of Gallagher, a leading distributor in Southern California. Jeff, how you doing?
Good today, Kemp.
I want to just real quick give a scope of your operation. I love your website. One of the things you say at the beginning of it is that you're America's top flooring distributor. It doesn't say you're the biggest. It just says you're the top. That's great wording. And the visuals are unbelievable. All your visuals are high-end wood looks. So there's no telling what that product really is, but you're showing what a home can look like with wood flooring. But let's talk about your operation. 25 different locations. You've got 3 design centers. We talked about that last year. Your service area, what is it, a 4-state area?
We're in 5 now. We did an acquisition in Utah earlier this year. So.
Well, and so some people have said, you know, in an Amazon world, what's the viability of distribution? And I think you've proven that life is good. You're owned by Quad C, private equity company. They also own Stanton. Years ago, they owned CNA, and they know the flooring business, and I know you're keeping them happy. So all things considered, we are in this era of the virus. Tell us how business is.
Much better than we expected it to be 4 months ago. We ended Q2 down just 3% from Q1, which was a bit surprising. And that's a fairly big hit in April when most of California was shut down. So June was up almost 5% year over year, which was encouraging for us. But it's good. Yeah. We're happy.
Let's cut it into pieces. You do sell retailers, so you get some of that remodel side of the business. I think you also have your hand in the single-family home construction business, and you also sell the commercial side of the business. So what are the strengths?
Well, it's interesting. I was looking at that this morning. In the month of July, year over year, our commercial business is up 33%.
Wow.
So it's really on fire. And our builder business, primarily to the design centers, is up 57% over last year. So this momentum that you're seeing with, you know, the lower mortgage rates and the builders doing so well is really showing up in our sales. Those two areas are by far the farthest. So we've got some growth in retail, which is surprising given what's going on out there still.
You know, I was listening to a speaker not too long ago, and he was talking about how when you rent a truck, if you're renting a truck to leave California, it's expensive. If you're renting a truck to come into California, I'm talking about a one-way truck rental, you know, for household goods. He said that it's real cheap to go into California. So there's been a mass exodus.
To that point, it's underreported, but in the second half of last year, the population in California actually dropped. It was up 0.2% for the year. There is certainly an exodus, and I think more and more talk of that. But our focus has really never been the lower end of the market. I think our position has always been at the middle upper. On the upper end of the market, and there's still a lot of activity there. So, and then, of course, if people do leave California, oftentimes they go to Nevada, Arizona, and Utah, and we have very strong presence in those areas. So maybe move in on both sides of it.
We talked about the strength of single-family housing. Let's talk about this shift in priorities with disposable income. That's another big factor that's affecting the replacement market, wouldn't you say?
I definitely think so. I mean, we thought when this all happened in March that you know, people being at home, the work from home, they're more with the remote work, would perhaps drive what we've all been looking for a decade, which is the replacement in residential floor covering products, the discretionary purchases. And anecdotally, we really see that accelerating. And I think that you're seeing people have been at home for 3-4 months and they don't necessarily like what they see and they want to make improvements. One thing that we've really been careful watching is our open order file. And it was big coming into March and April. And we were worried that when June and July came along, we would simply bring that order file down as we shipped pent up and back, you know, the job that hadn't been done. But what's been surprising to us is that our order file has actually increased over the last 60 days. Although we're still shipping jobs that were scheduled to go, you know, several months ago, more new jobs are coming on. So I think that the pipeline looks really encouraging for the whole second half of the year.
I like your attitude on your website. You've got this comment that says, "Welcome to Gallagher. We stock and distribute everything you need for commercial and residential flooring."
Right. For years, we used the tagline, "Delivering Flooring Solutions." And we've just made the decision that we're going to go to a new tagline. It's going to be "Purveyors of Flying Flooring Since 1937. You know, we're trying to capture a different kind of approach to how marketing is done. And as you well know, it's changed a lot. And I think the companies that recognize how much COVID is going to accelerate moving into the future and get with it will really win big in 2021, particularly will there be a year of real opportunity.
Let's talk into some of the maybe challenges you're facing around global supply chain.
Well, one of the things that we've noticed in the last couple notice is that a lot of the fluoride is sourced out of Southeast Asia. In the last 3 or 4 years, Cambodia and Vietnam have added a number of new fluorine manufacturing facilities. And there has been, we've recently learned and are seen that there's been a surge in furniture production. So what's happening in fluoride is also happening in collateral industries related to the home. Particularly the higher grades of lumber, furniture manufacturers are willing to pay more than fluorine manufacturers. So we're seeing some shortages starting to appear in some of these countries. And so there's some concern there. Also, the whole cargo, ocean cargo situation has been a bit of a challenge. A lot of these freight lines took ships off of the schedule for May, June, July, when they thought that there would be much more significant global slowdown. And so just getting space on container ships is becoming more of an issue. But I think that those things will tend to correct themselves over time, but we're certainly aware of that. And I think that you're seeing also bifurcation between kind of the more successful manufacturers and those that are less successful. And so I think it's even more important for distributors and retailers particularly to make sure you're aligned with companies that have solid supply chains. And that's become a real differentiator, I think, in the second half of this year and going into next year.
Yeah, I interviewed a retailer the other day that said they're having huge issues getting products for orders that had been written. So,
right.
So let's talk about products. As I said, on your website, it looks like most everything you sell is hardwood. Obviously, some of that might be real and might be look-alike. Talk about what products are going right now.
Well, there seems to be just continued a lot of interest in the European oak look. Those continue to be very, very strong. But customers are looking now for more complex finishes, more use of reactive stains and multi-stain applications. We're also seeing some evolution in textures that people are looking at. And we've been fortunate. When the whole tariff thing happened a couple of years ago, we made the decision to get completely out of China and essentially redo one of our major private label product lines. And we probably had 7 or 8 brand new products in the last year we've introduced, and the reaction has been just overwhelming. I mean, we're up probably, I think it's 40% year over year on our Reward brand, which is a significant part of our offering, and it's all driven by these new looks. They're just more sophisticated and more complex, but I think at a lower price because of the better supply chain coming out of Southeast Asia versus China. Okay. I think also on the LVT side, which is we do a good business there as well, I think we're starting to really look at the next real innovation, and we're looking at things such as melamine-topped SPCs, which tend to eliminate the scratch problem that happens with some of the traditional SPCs. I think we're looking at more of a wood veneer-type products on an SPC base. So there's kind of a next generation of, I think, products coming that will take that SPC revolution to a much more complex and higher level, which is exciting for dealers.
You know, another word for texture is character, and I've seen some up-close pictures of some of your products, and you have a lot of great character or texture in these products, so I know where you're coming from there. Last quick topic, tell us what's going on with operations and how you're mastering profitability there with operations.
We're essentially back to full staff. We did do a bit of furloughs when we didn't know what was going to happen, but rather rapidly we pretty much brought everybody back, and that's been good. But the biggest constraint has been on just kind of the salespeople. You know, they haven't been able to see as many dealers for a while, so they're changing the way they do things. They're learning how to do that more effectively, and they're being more engaged with customers in, I think, more creative ways, and that's been really good. So I think we've adapted, and I think we're actually probably doing better than we ever have before. And I think the Quad C guys, and we're very happy with our results, both both above and below the line, which is wonderful.
Last question. What percentage of your product is private label versus branded?
We're now over 50%. Certainly north of $100 million is proprietary brand products. And that's been a game changer for us because it's given us, I think, compelling products at value prices with a supply chain that's reliable and consistent. I'm just thrilled that our customers, that we can do this for our customers, that they can take, I think, some really compelling products to their consumers. And so I think, as I've talked over the years, the distribution has a very powerful role going forward. And I think this three-leg stool between commodity products, between having U.S.-branded products, I mean, we certainly recognize the importance of some of our key supplier partners, but then a proprietary brand strategy, I think, is critical to be a successful distributor in the years to come.
One quick call out. I know you added Thomas Trissell's product line sometime last year. So is that doing well for you?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I got to tell you, we just had a group of people back in Alabama just this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I've talked to 6 or 7 of them, and I've never heard stronger adjectives to describe a visit with a manufacturer. I mean, outstanding, unbelievable, best trip I've ever made. Shonox is a remarkable organization, and it's been great to work with him, and just in the first 2 or 3 months we've been selling the product, we've had just some amazing results. So, great guy, great product, and we couldn't be happier to be part of that organization.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for the update. Congratulations on how your business is doing this year. Again, been talking to Jeff Hamer, CEO of Gallagher, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.